أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. سأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحرم هذه الجباء الراكعة الساجدة عن النار. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحرم هذه الجباء الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيض وجوهنا يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، إنه القادر على ذلك وليه. اللهم آمين. إن شاء الله continue where we stop last week إن شاء الله.
Okay, we're starting a new section. The new section is called Commenting on the Essence of Allah, the Creator is an Innovation.
وَعَلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ.
Know, may Allah have mercy on you.
أَنَّ الْكَلَامَ فِي الرَّبِّ تَعَالَى مُحْدَثٌ.
That discussion about the essence of the Lord is a newly invented matter.
وهو بدعة وضلالة ولا يتكلم في الرب إلا بما وصف به نفسه عز وجل في القرآن.
And it is an innovation and misguidance. The Lord should not be talked about except with what He has described Himself. سبحانه وتعالى. In the Quran and what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has explained to His companions.
وما بين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه فهو جل ثناؤه واحد ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. ربنا ربنا أول بلا متى وآخر بلا منتهى، يعلم السر وأخفى، وهو على عرشه استوى، وعلمه بكل مكان ولا يخلو من علمه مكان.
He, Allah, may His praise be exalted, is one. There is nothing like Him, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. Our Lord is the first without beginning and the last without end. He knows the secret and what is hidden. And He rules over His throne in a manner that suits His majesty. His knowledge encompasses every place, and no place is hidden from His knowledge. His saying, discussion about the essence of the Lord is a newly invented matter, and it is an innovation and misguidance. Meaning, discussion regarding the essence of Allah and the Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and attributes, is an innovated matter that was introduced by the people of misguidance who do not submit to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. They do not have the fear of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they talk about the essence of the Lord, His names and attributes. They reject and negate what Allah has affirmed for Himself or what His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has affirmed for Him of names and attributes. They come with opinions from themselves saying, this is the right thing. They talk about the explanations of the text of the Quran and the Sunnah with incorrect interpretation. Or they say, we do not understand them, so we would consign them to Allah. Thus, in their illusion, the word of Allah and that of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, appear in the position of the word of the non-Arabs, which the Arabs do not understand. Therefore, what is obligatory upon the Muslims is for them to continue to be on the correct path, the path of the righteous predecessors. They should not pay attention to these misguided individuals who dispute about Allah without any authority having come to them. They dispute about the Quran and the Sunnah. Their concern is dispute. It is obligatory to be cautious of them. These people are not followers of the Quran and the Sunnah, but they are only innovators following their desires. His saying, the Lord should not be talked about except with what He has described Himself with in the Quran, After he, the author, prohibited debate concerning the essence of Allah and the argumentation about Allah's names and attributes, he then explained what is obligatory, which is, we should accept the Qur'an and the Sunnah as they have come, with their original meaning. The meaning derives from the Arabic language in which the Qur'an and the Sunnah were revealed. The meaning of knowledge is well known in the language, so also is the face well known. The eye, hand, istiwa, and ulu. The meaning of all these and the like are well known in Arabic language in which the Qur'an was revealed. However, the people of misguidance say this speech, found in the Qur'an and the Sunnah, should not be understood in its literal meaning. And they became divided into two groups. The first group said, we should desist from commenting on the names and attributes of Allah, and hold the view that their literal meanings are not the intended meaning, and we do not understand the intended meaning. This group is known as Al-Mufawidah. The second group is Al-Muawilah. They are the majority. They explain the meanings of Allah's names and attributes with incorrect and false meanings. So they went astray and led others astray as well. They preoccupied people and filled books with these disputes, debates, and argumentation about the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah, without any benefit. Therefore, it is obligatory to submit to what is in the Qur'an and the Sunnah of Allah's names and attributes based on the intent of Allah and His Messenger. This is because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows Himself better, as He is the most knowledgeable of all. And the most knowledgeable creature about Allah is Allah's Messenger. As for us, our knowledge is limited. We do not even know much about our own joints, veins, and senses. There are many things we do not know. Is the essence of the soul known to us? What is intellect? Since you do not know something in your body or from yourself, why should you talk about the essence of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which none knows except Allah Himself? Allah says,
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما.
He, Allah, knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter, and they will never encompass anything of His knowledge. This is beyond their knowledge and imagination, and Allah should not be compared with His creature. Such is from dispraise of Allah, the Exalted and the Majestic. So, He is the most knowledgeable of Himself and others, most truthful in speech and the best in statement than His creature, as stated by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in al-Wasitiyah. His saying, and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to his companions, the source of the names and attributes is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. Their explanation is also in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, as well as the Arabic language in which the Sharia was revealed. We should not apply the logic of Aristotle or Plato or so-and-so in understanding the names and attributes of Allah or in understanding Islam as a whole. This is from the aspects of committing crime against the Sharia of Allah and replacing the revelation with logic or rhetoric. And nothing but harm, such as misguidance, disappointment, and loss, has rhetoric and debate caused to those people. They did not arrive at any good result. This is according to their confession. They wasted their lifetime engaging themselves in fruitless confession, in fruitless debate and argument, and they admitted at the end that they did not get to any good result. If they had submitted to Allah and His Messenger, they would have relaxed. Consequently, one of them regretfully said, the end of boldness of applying intellect on Islamic creed will be brain confusion. And most effort of humanity on this is misguidance. Our souls are imprisoned in the solitude of our bodies, and the aftermath of our worldly life is harm and evil. We didn't benefit from our research throughout our lifetime, except that we compiled therein irrelevant talk. Indeed, they fell into doubt and confusion. But as for those who submitted to Allah and His Messenger, they indeed relieved themselves of this brain confusion.
So the two groups talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one group said that we do not know the meaning from the Quran, we leave it the way it is, and the other one start interpreting according to their desires, and they both what? Misguided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about himself, right? You know, you read Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't sleep, right? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even, you know, just for a second things is imbalanced, the whole planet is gone. So لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. يعلم بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه. So meaning he knows everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can get the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mistake is people, when they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say he, you know, for example, people take it literally as he, rather than when we talk about in Arabic, usually when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't see he or she. But for the language, for the English language, always when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you need to continue the sentence. You have to bring an adverb, right? Is that right?
Pronoun.
So you have to bring something before it, unfortunately, which is unfortunate.
Misleading.
Yeah, but, and this has happened to my own kids. So when I speak to them, half Arabic, half English, so I come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said, oh, so Allah is a boy? I said, no, he's not a boy. So he's a girl? No, he's not a girl. So why did you say he? So the kids, and I said, now, if I speak to you in Arabic, I said, قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, I don't see he or she. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. The day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Isa ibn Maryam, he said, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. So there is no pronoun, right? Pronoun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala majestic, as mentioned in the Quran. When the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did something bad to his slave girl, he wanted to free her. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he wants to free her, he wants to make sure that she has her well-being. So he asked her, قَالَ لَهَا أَيْنَ اللَّهُ قَالَ أَيْنَ اللَّهُ أَشَارَتْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ قَالَ فِيهَا. She's aware Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في السماء. أين الله في السماء سبحانه وتعالى؟ أين الله في السماء؟ Where is Allah in heaven? الرحمن على العرش استوى. So now الرحمن, Allah سبحانه وتعالى on his throne. Now Ibn Taymiyyah and others, they said it's not good to ask about كيفية الاستواء. So what the علماء said, الاستواء معلوم والكيفية مجهولة والسؤال عنه بدعة. So we know Allah سبحانه وتعالى استوى على العرش. How? It's not our business. Asking about it is a bid'ah. Understand? You don't ask how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stawa, الرحمن على العرش استوى, انتهى. موسى عليه السلام asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak to Musa? وكلم الله موسى تكليما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كلم موسى. وكلم, and he spoke to our prophet. And he spoke to one of the sahaba, right? He spoke to one of the sahaba, shuhada, I think is another Ibn al-Hadith, if I'm not mistaken. And he spoke to him without hijab. As the Prophet ﷺ told his son, he told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to your dad kifaha, means without hijab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can choose who he speaks to. Musa alayhi salam asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing, you know, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل له هل لك أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى. Right. That conversation. Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى؟ قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. قال ألقها يا موسى، فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى. الله سبحانه وتعالى knows what the stick with موسى عليه السلام what he used it for, but he wants to hear it from موسى عليه السلام. موسى now there's a conversation between him and Allah سبحانه وتعالى. في الأعراف قال موسى ربي أرني أنظر إليك. He wants to see him. موسى عليه السلام with his status, he wanted to see Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني وانظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. Look at the mountain. If the mountain stays in its place, you will see me. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى did not even get closer to the mountain. تجلى ربه للجبل. Just about, you know, الجبل was flat. And when the mountains, you know how the mountains, when they become flat, it has to be a huge explosion or something, right? It has to be something to make this, you think a mountain would become flat? I mean, you see that when they try to make roads, they put tons of dynamite to make a path, right? Mm-hmm. Well, imagine if you want, and they're making a path from the mountain. Well, imagine the whole mountain now is becoming a flat. What happened to Musa alayhi salam? فَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. From the scene and the experience, the moment, that moment, Musa alayhi salam went into extreme shock and he lost consciousness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said because of that Musa alayhi salam may be saved from a sa'qa. Sa'qa when the blow of the trumpet. Because of that. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awake from after the second, when everybody is resurrected, the first one who is the grave will be split. And the first one to come out is whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال أنا سيد ولدي آدم ولا فقر. وأول من ينشق عنه القبر يوم القيامة. First one to resurrect. وأول شافع. He is the first one who will allow the شفاعة. And the first one who will be given the شفاعة. Who gives the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the شفاعة? Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Right? He is the first one. So this is the status of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said when he woke the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from his grave, when he resurrected, he saw Musa عليه السلام awake apparently, holding to the what do you call the legs of the throne or of the support of the throne or whatever you want to call it, قوائم العرش. Well, قوائم, it is what supports the عرش.
Pillars.
Huh?
Pillars.
The pillars, the support, whatever it is, because وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض, right? The chair is as big as, his throne is as big as, that's what we call it, آيات الكرسي, right? الكرسي. What is الكرسي? قوائم ذو عرش. In هذا عرش ذو قوائم. سرير ذو قوائم. سرير ذو قوائم. This is the تعريف. So he saw موسى عليه السلام holding on. So he said, لا أدري. أفاق. He was sent before me. Or Allah سبحانه وتعالى saved him because of the first shock, which is when he asked Allah to see him. So when the Prophet ﷺ went to Al-Isra wa al-Mi'raj, did he see his Rabb? He did not see his Rabb. But he went to where? Jannat al-Muntaha. Right? Right? Surah al-Najm, right? عندها جنة المأوى. إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. There are Allah. The Prophet ﷺ spoke to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and Allah prescribed what for him? The Salah, right? The Salah. So now these misguided sects, they went deep. And some even went and they, astaghfirullah, they went into like talk. I don't understand how people with intellect, they go that when he shook the hand of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is from their, what they're claiming, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was wearing a ring, and on the ring it says, Ya Ali. Look at these stories. It's like, I know, like, if someone, you know, is this a talk of someone who is Allah سبحانه وتعالى خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Is this what Allah سبحانه وتعالى deserves from you, these lies? يا علي, Allah سبحانه وتعالى غني عن العرش وحملة العرش والملائكة ومن في الأرض جميعا. Allah has no need for no one to come to these stories and people believe. And people believe, look how foolish we are. Human, I'm talking about. Easily one person will sit down and talk. When we come to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the Imam when he's talking on the minbar about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِي وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. When the heavens are all folded in his hand. And we cannot even use our hand to say matwiyat. Matwiyat means like when you fold something in your hand. But we cannot even imitate. We just say it without even putting, you better keep your hands in a place. Because what he just read, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Do you remember that ayah? What does it mean? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. You remember that? Nothing like unto him. You remember the first thing we read,
yeah,
that one?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will give the examples. The highest of the examples belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we, I'm sure you heard things, you know, from people of Hawa, all kind of stuff from your region, from your culture, you kind of hear all kind of stuff. But what we know is one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what? Ayn Allah? Ayn Allah? Fis sama', right? Ayn fis sama'? Ala al-'arsh istawa. Anything else? We don't know. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some will come and say, but ya Shaykh, in Yawm Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to the sama' al-dunya. And yubahi al-malaika. I said, this is nuzul yaliqu bi jalali. A way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only aware of. Understand? It's only in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. We don't know. But is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to the sama' al-dunya? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ينزل إلى السماء الدنيا في كل ليلة, right? Allah comes to السماء الدنيا. What's السماء الدنيا? The first one, closer to us. السماء الدنيا. We are number one. And there's two, right? Three, four, five, six, seven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not, what is in the seventh heaven? No, العرش. العرش. أين العرش? وكان عرشه على الماء. Allah's throne is on the water. So there is water up there. Huge. Who knows about this water? Something majestic, what he just said. Something majestic beyond our poor, simple mind. We cannot comprehend. But that shows us the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, not only Yom Arafah, and not only in the last 10 nights, for example, Laylatul Qadr. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yatajalla fi as-sama' ad-dunya every night, in the last third of the night. يقول هل من مستغفر هل من سائل. Who is asking forgiveness, or we are snoring, or we are watching movies, or we are visiting someone and we stayed late and coming home and talking or backbiting or slandering, where others they are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the akhirah and their eyes and hearts toward tomorrow. So they cannot even sleep on their bed. So this is the conclusion for today's inshallah. I'm sorry, I took 10 minutes extra. But forgive me for this inshallah. Try to stick to the time inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow inshallah. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Come to that question. Okay. No, I can't think of much. I know the content of the lecture.
No, okay.